Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. And as you just heard, Opinions Matter is proudly sponsored by our great friends at Hum. Hum Finance. It is an amazing thing that can really help. It can help you. With Hum, you can spread the cost of purchases up to €30,000 when buying online or in store from any of their retail partners. They've loads of different retail partners across a whole range of industries like home, electrical, health and beauty, and if you fancy something more adventurous, maybe get a new bike. So the likes of Easy Living Interiors, B&Q, Harvey Norman, DFS, DID Electrical, and much more besides. So basically, you can apply for credit with Hum, and it can help you manage your finances and make larger purchases more affordable. It's a great service, actually.
It is. And what it means is, as Adrian said, when you're in a shop, I'm an impulse buyer. And when I go into a shop and I see something like a new drone that's just for sale in Harvey Norman, or I see a leather L-shaped sofa with USB plugs at the end of it, I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait 6 months until I've saved enough money. And that's what Hum is great for, to allow you to get the finance to be able to buy that sofa today, not in 6 months' time. Because in 6 months' time, you could change your mind.
Absolutely.
You say, I don't like that anymore. Buy it today.
Flexify Europe, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. And we're very grateful to them for sponsoring this latest episode of Opinions Matter. So what do we want to talk about on this episode? Well, it's not what we want to talk about. It's what Gaz wants us to talk about. Let me have a read of Gaz's email. He sent it to us at allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Gaz writes, first of all, you can tell Jeremy that I'm not one of those scumbags he's always on about. Not everyone who ends up in prison is a scumbag.
They are.
So, what?
Well, that's where you got wrong straight away.
Can I finish the email?
No, but I'm just saying.
Can I finish?
So, let me just say, Gaz, prison is not full of lovely people, okay?
3 years ago, I was into the coke, and I assume he's not talking about Coca-Cola. I assume he's talking about cocaine. And one night when I was being arrested, I assaulted a Garda. Not bad, but enough to put me away for 5 months. I don't have a problem with that. I done my time, says Gaz. My problem is trying to get a job, and if you Google my name, it comes up all over the place because it was all over the internet, and the pricks of journalists took pics of me. I still have problems getting work because they look up my name and see what I've done. So even though I'm a qualified plumber, I can't get full-time work and only nixers. Do you think it's fair? I've done my time and they won't let me forget my past. Debate this, says Gaz. So, now, Gaz, at your request, we're going to debate this.
We have Gaz's full name, and just as proof, I'm after putting it in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put his name in and you put assault in,
mm-hmm.
and we're not obviously going to give you his name because that defeats the discussion that we're having. You see the headline comes up on several news outlets online.
So I can see one there, 5 months
don't
prison
mention,
sentence
even,
for assault on Garda. Yeah.
Yeah, and it even says where it happened. And it says a 5 month prison sentence was handed down to who was convicted of assaulting a Garda. And it happened at a court as well. And then it gives his full name. Doesn't give his address, though. Why is that?
I don't know.
It says where what part of Dublin he's from, though. And it says, it talks about the assault and stuff like that. So, Gaz, first of all, if you have been to prison, you're a scumbag. Yeah.
But everyone who's been to prison is a scumbag.
Well, he's a scumbag. What was the first line in his email?
I'm not one of those scumbags.
Yeah, but you are. You assaulted a member of an Garda Síochána while coked out of your head. And from what I can see in this story, it wasn't abusive behavior. It was actual physical assault. And again, I don't.
Okay, you know, he said himself, not bad, but enough to put me away for 5 months. Okay, so the guard has recovered. He's fine. I'm not condoning in any way what he's done here, but he only got 5 months, so the assault wasn't on the bad end of the scale. Basically, is what I'm saying.
He did hit a member of an Garda Síochána.
He did. Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing. Guys, this is called culpability and responsibility. What you did was bang, 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 out of order. And yes, you did do the crime. And yes, you did serve your time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But people have a right to know what you've done in the past, especially something as serious as assault. And I do agree with you. And I know this from employers I know. Employers, when in an interview with a prospective employee gets to the final stage, when it's like, is it going to be that fella there, Adrian, or is it going to be Gaz? They do Google. People do Google stories. Now, unfortunately for you, Gaz, as well, your surname, if your name was Gary Murphy, it'd be a lot easier for you to disappear. But his surname, as you know, Adrian, is a very unique surname. So
yeah, it's very different. Yeah.
It's very different. So obviously, when an employer does look up your name, they see that saying that there that says.
Okay, so basically what he's saying is it's not fair. Hang on. He was convicted. He did his time. He got 5 months. I don't know what he served. He probably only served about 12 weeks. But he did his time in prison, and he can't get on with his life now. He can't get a job because this, and all he's doing is nixers. Because as soon as they find, they Google him, and lots of employers do now. And I understand why they might.
I would.
I understand why. They Google you to make sure that you don't come up in a search as a bogey. But the question is, having done his time, surely he should be able to move on with his life. This was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
He should be able to move on with his life. He should be able to get a job. He should be able to repair the damage that he's done and, you know, go on the straight and narrow and lead a happy, fulfilled life.
So what's the point then in having laws? If they can just, as you said, no, he didn't tell us how long he did.
He got 5 months. He probably did 12 weeks. Okay.
So, is that all?
Yeah. Not even 3 months.
Literally a walk in the park.
Yeah. So my question to you is, is it fair that hang over him for the rest of his days? That he's not entitled to get on with life and get a job and move on and build a bridge and be a productive member of society?
Oh, no, he can move
instead,
on.
Instead, this guy's been forced into a situation where he's just doing nixers now all the time. The sort of black economy that people hate.
Well, I'm sorry. No, I've no sympathy for you, Gaz. I'm sorry, I have no sympathy for you.
Is that forever? Forever. Gaz has to. The question is really, should he be entitled to have those news stories about him removed from the internet?
So should he be able to ring up the, and I'm not saying that was, this is one of the news outlets that did a story on him, should he be able to ring up the Sunday World and go, how are you?
No, because the Sunday World won't, but should Google remove it from searches? Should he be able to apply to Google and say, I did this in the past, but I don't want to come up in searches anymore. Now, the story will still be there in The Independent, but it's removed from search engines.
No, people have a right to know these things. It's out there.
Okay, the question is, forever?
Well, for another, I don't know.
Should he ever be able to have that search removed? Well, should he be ever able to ask Google to remove his name from the search menu?
Ask the listeners. Let's see what they think. I've given my opinion. I say boo-hoo to him. He made his bed. He can lie in it now. Yeah. Okay. But it's up to you guys. Do you think his name should be removed? And as I said, you can literally find it. If you Google his name, you can find it fairly quick.
And we're not giving out his name for that very reason. Neil has been in touch with us.
Every criminal, depending on the criminality that he did, deserves a second chance, I believe. Because when you come out of prison, if you robbed a shop or something like that, you know, you've done your time. Hopefully you've made it. You won't make the same stupid, ridiculous mistake again. If you don't get a job, you could fall back into that. I believe they deserve a second chance, and depending on the criminality they have did, I believe they should get a second chance. Cheers, lads.
And another WhatsApp voice note. This is Evan.
Hi guys, how's it going? Sorry I can't come on today. Look, I'll be honest. If we want to address crime and antisocial behaviour in this country, if we want to address the high rate of reoffending among people released from prison, the CSO suggests that as of last year, 6 in 10 people who were released from prison reoffended and were re-imprisoned within 3 years. If we want to address those issues, then one of the big things that this country needs to do, and it's not the only thing, obviously we need stricter policing, we need more Gardaí, but we do need to take to a degree a holistic approach where we address issues around education, employment, training, addiction, poverty, socioeconomic issues. We address those at the early stages of someone possibly committing crime. So we do that through the likes of youth diversion projects, through community outreach. When they're in prison, you figure out, say a prisoner has experience working on construction sites, you help them get training and improve their skills and all, so that when they're then released from prison, they can go back out, they can get employment. That should be something the government is helping these people do. Help them get employment, help them get training, help them get back on their feet, so that these people who have been released from prison, they've done their time, they've done their punishment, that they can go back out and that they can be productive and honest members of society. So we have to take a holistic approach in...
No.
Holistic approach, Jeremy. Holistic approach.
I don't even know what that means, Evan, but a lot of what you said is nonsense.
He's basically saying that people deserve a second chance.
Yes, they do. It's not the government's job to put you back in employment as soon
Surely it's the government's job to make it a little bit easier.
So it's not the government's job to get me a job or to get you a job and stuff like that.
Okay, the question, though, is should this guy be entitled to have his search history removed?
No, not at the moment.
So that when people put in his name in Google...
And by the way, Evan, you're saying that it's the government's job to train him for a new job, but the man is a fully qualified plumber. Sorry, did we say his job already?
Yeah, no, he did say it.
He is a fully qualified plumber. The man is qualified to work in that job. So he doesn't need to be trained or anything like that. The problem is that he was a bold boy and he thinks he can just wipe the slate clean. That's not the way life works.
Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Good, lads. Thanks for having me on again.
Now, Martin, the question really is, and I know you can apply to Google to have your name removed from their search. I don't know anybody who's ever done it, but I believe it can be done. But I don't know how long it takes. Anyway, do you think that this guy should be able to have his name removed from search engines so that he can get a job, basically?
I don't, but I don't think it should hold him back as such into getting a job, especially when he's a fully qualified person. I know there's a lot of caveats go with being a plumber as well, like you're in people's houses and stuff and you have a criminal record. But no, I think it should be up there for the public's interest, but I don't think it should hold him back getting a criminal record. As I said in my message, like, what's he going to be? An unemployed ex-con.
And
like,
that's exactly what he is.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is. Like,
and forced into a situation where he can't get a proper employment. He's just doing nixers, basically, and I assume he's signing on the Labour as well. And there, you know, that's the sort of person that people hate. That's getting cash in hand and getting the Labour, and he has no choice because employers won't hire him. Yet he's obviously good at what he does.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't take away from what he's done. Like, you know, it was like assaulting the guard is like one of the worst crimes out there, in my view, or any response person, like ambulance, Gardaí, fire brigade, anyone in the line of duty getting assaulted, it's absolutely disgusting. It's wrong. But at the end of the day, he still deserves a second chance, lads. It's not like he went in. It's not like he murdered anyone. It's not like he went in to a bank with a gun or anything like that. He gave a person a slap. He got into a fight.
And by the way,
every weekend up and down
the
country.
No, of course there are. Yeah, it just so happens that in this case, it was an assault of a Garda.
Yeah.
It needs to be stated, though, the Garda wasn't seriously injured, wasn't even hospitalised, but was assaulted in this incident. And that's fine.
But Martin's saying he deserves a second chance.
Yes.
He has a second chance. He's back out. He only did like a couple of months in prison. He's fine.
But he's signing on the door. Jeremy, are you comfortable with me and you and Adrian paying for him, or would you rather him be out there
being a productive member of society
to the economic system?
This was 3 years ago. Okay, now I don't know when he actually did his time, but I'm assuming it was about 2 years ago. So for the last 2 years, he has been doing nixers and getting the Labour, which you hate. You absolutely despise.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but I heard Jeremy absolutely lambast somebody on this podcast before.
This guy's been forced into that situation because employers And as we said, it's understandable that an employer will Google your name. But this guy, he did something extremely stupid. I'm not condoning what he did. But he assaulted a guard. The guard wasn't even badly hurt. That's the end of the story. The guard wasn't hospitalized as a result of what he did. You still think that should hang over him for life?
Well, I still think if we don't have it, like even the way he slags off the journalists who were taking the photograph, the pricks taking photograph outside the court, that is their job. You were a news story. You were a news story. So, you know, don't be given, the journalists that posted your photograph online didn't help you beat up the guard or weren't the cause of it. Take some responsibility and some ownership for your
own actions. He did his time.
I think he has. Yeah. Like he clearly doesn't take drugs anymore. And that could be a completely different topic I don't go out anymore, but that often. But when I do, I would say a lot of young lads, every single one of them is on
out of their bickies. No, yeah.
You can easily go into the urinal for a piss because there's a queue for the cubicle. Like, do you know?
Okay, but now we're making excuses for his bad behaviour.
No, just stating facts.
No, I'm just saying it's more commonplace than.
Condoning what he did. How could you? He assaulted the guard.
You keep saying that, and you say, "Oh, but it wasn't that bad."
The
guard didn't end up.
The guard wasn't hospitalized. It even says it in that news story.
Yeah.
Okay. He received some facial injuries, but he wasn't hospitalized. That's what it said. So this was at the lower end of the scale in terms of assault.
Ah, well, then it's fine. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, but he still deserved to go to prison.
And he did.
In the guard, like, he still deserved to.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that point.
I still don't think that should hang over him getting a job.
Yeah, hang over him for the rest of his life, according to Jeremy. Stay there for a second.
I didn't say that.
You did.
Well,
no, okay, when should his name be removed from Google?
I don't know. Not at the moment.
Not at the moment, because he hasn't been punished enough. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying people have a right to know.
He's not going to assault people in work, is he?
I wouldn't want someone working with me who'd done what he did.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jessica.
How is?
Good, Jessica. What did you want to say on this?
No, your actions have consequences. You decide to lay your hands on someone and give them facial injuries. You have to deal with the repercussions of it.
But he did.
No one's forced them to this situation.
I'm not making excuses for him. But the fact of the matter is, there are consequences. I agree. There are consequences. And he suffered the consequences. He ended up in prison.
And one of these consequences is now if someone Googles your name, they're going to say that you hit a guard. You should have been more smart. Should have kept your hands to yourself.
And I'm sure he regrets it himself. I'm sure he thinks that was a stupid thing to do. And look at the hassle it's after causing in my life. But my question really is, Jessica, we have laws. He broke the law. The courts punished him. And he paid his time in prison. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that have to hang around him forever? In other words, the news story, so literally if you put in this guy's name on Google, and we've done exactly that, the Irish Independent version of the story about him comes up first, and then a lot of other newspapers below that. It is there, it is online, very easy to see, but the guy wants to move on with his life, and nobody will take him on because they Google his name.
Yeah, well, it's up to the managers or the employer's choice to who they want to hire. So if they see that they Google your name and that comes up, why would you blame them? Why would they want to hire you? If it's really bothering that much, why don't you get some independence and set up your own little business? If you're doing mixers, set up your own little thing. Prove it to yourself. Like, why wait on someone to give you a job? Go and set a bulb and do things for yourself.
But he has, maybe he doesn't know how to go about setting up his own business or whatever. He's doing a few nixers.
Google. if we can Google his name, he can Google how to set up a business doing whatever.
Okay, you've no sympathy at all. Do you think that there should ever come a time where he has his name removed from a Google search?
No.
Never?
No. I think every criminal should be allowed to Google any criminal, no matter what the crime is.
Well, Martin,
what's the point of reporting them if we're not going to be able to see it? What's
okay,
the point of reporting it then?
Martin, you should be able to Google somebody's name forever, and if...
I agree with that aspect of it, yeah. 100%.
Sure, how's he ever going to get a job? How's he ever going to get a job then?
Well, somebody's going to have to give him a chance. Like, do you know, just because, like, I mean, he still did it, if his name's out there or not. Do you know, you're still hiring the same person. If your name is out there or not, you're still hiring the same person that did the crime.
I think, would you hire someone who's convicted of robbing? If they had a string of robberies, would you convict them after you Google? Would you hire them after they were convicted? You Google, oh, they had about 20 robberies. Would you still think, I don't know what, you deserve a chance? Let's hope you don't make it a 21st robbery.
Well, there's a difference between a repeat offender and somebody that's been convicted of a one-off thing.
How do we know he's not going to lose his rag and knock someone else out when he gets a job?
Well, that's got the chance you've got to take, but he deserves it. Like, do you want to be sat on the dole?
So if you're going to do something after it happens.
Say that again?
So we should wait until he hits someone after when he gets a job. Wait till he hits someone and then we'll let him go and he can do whatever. No. Like I said, don't be waiting on someone to give you a job after you apply for one. Do things for yourself. You're a grown-ass man.
Oh, listen, I agree. Maybe he should start his own business, but he needs a bit of capital behind him to do that. And it's not as simple as just going out in the morning. I'm Gaz the plumber. Hop in the van. There you go. But at the end of the day, like, he deserves a second chance. Like,
I don't want him on the dole forever. If I had him my way, he wouldn't even have it at all. But then again, that's a whole different thing.
Like, he's got to do something. Like, what, a career change? What's he going to do? Like, at the end of the day...
I don't know. He has some sort of skill.
He has skill, but he can be employed with. Oh, my God.
But why would you want to hire a criminal? I don't care whether it's a once-off or repeat. If I was an employer, I wouldn't have any criminals working for me. Maybe that's my issue, well, maybe it's not.
You don't even know. All right, then, let's put it this way.
Maybe
he was 16 and this happened, it would be wiped completely from...
No, Martin, don't get me started on that, because if I had it my way, 16, 15, you little scumbags wouldn't have their records wiped. If I had it my way...
I completely agree with you. Why it gets wiped is actually ridiculous. It is. I agree with you, but what I'm saying is, if it happened when he was 16 and he bed up a guard, like, they'd never know, and it would still be the same person.
Yeah, but he wasn't 16. He was how old when he hit him?
I don't know. We don't know his age, to be quite honest with you.
I'm just saying, you're saying you wouldn't hire a criminal, but there's times you might hire one and you won't even know it.
Sorry, in the newspaper article, he was 25, so that was 3 years ago. So he's 28 now. You're big and bold enough to know well better.
Yeah, so you're big and bold enough to know well better.
And look, nobody's forgiving or excusing what he did, Jessica. The question is whether...
No, I'm not.
I'm basically arguing that should this hang over him for the rest of his days, or should eventually he be able to get his name removed and off Google and get on with his bloody life?
No, you did what you did. You don't get to run from it or hope it goes under the carpet.
So you're happy for him to be on the labour for the rest of his days?
I don't want him to be on the labour for the rest of his days. No, he needs to, like I said, he needs to grow a set, do things for yourself. Don't wait for someone to get you a job. This is all you. You need to fix your life.
All right,
don't be waiting on someone to give you a job.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. We're asking, basically, should somebody like this guy, Gaz, have the right to have his name removed from a Google search? Because what's happening to him is he does have a unique name. His first name is Gary, and his second name is very unique. It stands out like a sore thumb. I wouldn't say there's a Gary with this surname anywhere else in Ireland. So the question is, should he be entitled to have his name removed from a Google search so that when potential employers put in his name, they can't find him? Amanda.
Hi, guys. Amanda here. I think that people can change and people can grow, and who you were 5 years ago shouldn't be the same person you are today. We should all be constantly wanting to improve ourselves. And this fella served his time, and there's consequences to his actions. He's finding that out now. But I don't think he should be branded a scumbag and all of these things, because growing is part of life. And he, from what his message says, he doesn't take drugs. He doesn't do that anymore. He's trying to better himself. That's a positive thing. That's not a negative to be. Do I think it should be removed from the internet? Unfortunately, no. Because, again, this consequences to actions. Everything you do will have a consequence, whether it be a good one or a bad one. And unfortunately, the things you put up on the internet stay forever. Just like if you upload a dirty pic, it's there for life. That's the world we live in.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Humm, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Humm, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Joe, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joe?
How's it going, boys?
Good, thanks, Joe. What do you want to say on this?
You know what? Like, he's suffered enough, if you ask me. I disagree with Jamie in that part of it, and I agree with you, Adrian, that, listen, at the end of the day, he's a plumber, and it's one of the hardest trades to even learn, right? And that's number one. He's not looking like he's unemployed, complaining about being on social welfare. And he can never go to Canada ever in his life, or the USA now, because he's got a criminal record. So he kind of is bounded, you know, his whatever dreams he had of moving abroad and stuff, they're done with. So now he's stuck living at home, which is fine. And listen, he probably, you know, he had a drug problem. He's an addict, no different than an alcoholic or a gambling guy, a gambling debt.
And yeah, so okay, you heard Jeremy at the very start of this podcast saying, no, he's just come back, that's it, he deserves
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, that's just Jeremy stirring shit the whole time, right? And I love this about the show, but real deep down, if this happened to somebody in Jamie's family or Jeremy's family or somebody he knows down the road, I'll guarantee you $100 or 100 euros that he won't call them a scumbag.
No, I agree.
Till it happens in your own backyard, and I know too well, I've got nephews at home, had a criminal record before. I got a nephew in England that had a criminal record before. And petty stuff, but you know what? They're living by it, and they'll learn their lesson, and they're way better people. They're friends of mine I had no connection with because, yeah, Jim, I thought they were going on a bad road. And they went to do some prison time, and they got out, and they're rehabilitated, and they're all trades. But I just think it's very harsh to go scumbag, and you're in a housing crisis at home in Ireland, and you've got a trade, a plumber, that can't get work because of... So none of it makes sense. I think it's too... We're being very hard on him. And, you know, at the end of the day, he's no different than an alcoholic at the bar, gambling down to Paddy Powers. He's an addict, whatever he was before, and he deserves a second chance. Like everybody else said in the show, he deserves a second chance, and he's not a scumbag. We're all God's creatures.
There we are, Jessica. He's not a scumbag. We're all God's creatures. He deserves a second chance.
I never labelled him a scumbag.
No, but Jeremy did, in fairness. He deserves a second chance.
Sorry, Jeremy. Love you, but
you don't believe he deserves a second chance?
No, because, like you said, he was 25. You're big and old enough to know better. And like I said, why wait for someone to give you a job? If you have a skill as a plumber, set up your own little thing.
What about that, Joe? Just set up your own little company.
So here's what you mentioned, Adrian. Very simple. We all know the law, and we all know what you can and can't do. If you, in highlight, big letters, assaulted a Gardaí in Ireland properly, you'd be in jail for 5 or 6 years or more. And yes, the guy was made an example of course, at the time, and he got 5 months. 5 months. Listen, what he did when he was off his head and cocaine was totally wrong. 100%. He'll live by it. He's on Google for the rest of his life. He has consequences, and his actions have consequences, and his consequences is he'll be named and shamed for the rest of his life on Google. Now, how hard or how much was the police officer, the guard, assaulted?
Now,
five months in jail tells me that it was just a confrontation.
Yes, no, it was. I'm telling you from the newspaper article, it was the...
I don't know.
The guard suffered superficial facial injuries. He wasn't hospitalized or anything of the sort, so it wasn't...
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So how can the lady here on the other line say he doesn't deserve a second chance? He's 25, he had a drug problem, he's a plumber. Like, I'm a bricklayer myself, and I know carpenters and all that. Do you know how hard it is to become a plumber? Like, how much college? I went to college,
but I can't
get myself a home. No, well, then,
I can imagine it,
Dad.
Yeah, but why doesn't he use his own money that he's getting to invest and make himself his own little company, and then he can get the ball rolling for himself? Why does he have to wait for someone to give him a job?
Maybe he wants to work for the union and get the benefits and all that and the pension and all that stuff. Maybe he wants to, like...
I mean, there are advantages to working for a company.
Things, Joe.
I am sure, as he said himself, he's getting lots of nixers. And to me, if you want to be a law-abiding citizen, that man is turning around saying, I am getting a whole bunch of Nixers on the side, cash jobs, and not paying taxes. And he's saying, I want to get a job at a reputable company and get a pension or something and pay taxes. That's basically what he's saying. I know exactly what he's trying to say. You can't get a proper job at a proper company to get to pay.
Because as soon as they Google his name,
the
Irish Independent article comes up. Stay there for a second, Joe, if you can, please. Let me bring in Jason.
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, fucking Jeremy. Sorry I can't come on today, lads. Jeremy, you come on here week after week after week spouting your shite about tolerance. You're the most intolerant person I've ever come across, I think. I really, really hope the sun always shines in Dixon Tower on you and your kids, because God help if one of your kids makes a mistake or puts a foot wrong. I'd hate for them to come to you and say, Dad, I made a mistake, what do I do? You're a scumbag, son, suck it up. Seriously, Jeremy, you spout tolerance, but by God, you don't know how to fucking do it or how to act in it. Like, you're intolerant to everybody that goes against you, do you know that? Have a good day, though, lads.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Humm, you don't have to put it off, because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Humm. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Humm, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Poor Jeremy is licking his wounds there.
It's a bit vicious, Jay, in fairness. I'm a very tolerant person. I'm not tolerant of criminals.
You're not in any way tolerant. You're not, yesterday's podcast, not tolerant of smokers.
No, I'm just not tolerant of someone who beats up a guard in the course of duty. That's what I'm not tolerant of. And you all seen, sorry, a guard doesn't go out. To do a shift and expect to get beaten up, or should get beaten up.
No, I know.
And you're all condoning.
One person has condoned what he did. But we're asking for what was.
Okay,
on a scale of 1 to 10, a relatively minor offence. Okay,
let's ask the callers on the ask you as well, Adrian. Would you want a convicted criminal in your house doing plumbing in your bathroom? Jess, would you want a convicted criminal fixing your ball cock in the bathroom?
No, Jess is gone, actually.
she's there. Would you want... Jess, hello?
She's not there.
Oh, is she not? Okay. No. Darren, would you want a convicted criminal in your bathroom fixing your...
Well, that's very vague, Jeremy. Convicted criminal could mean a rapist, or in this case, superficial.
No, it's not superficial. Assault is not superficial.
It's just said there the guard had superficial injuries. Why would he even report it if it was superficial?
Well, no, superficial injuries is... You could have...
He's a scratch, Jeremy.
Okay, the guard was assaulted, Darren. We've seen the newspaper articles about it, but that's exactly the point that he's trying to make, that we shouldn't be able to Google his name so easily and find out what he did so easily.
Well, if this man had 50 previous convictions and was a known scumbag, I'd say, yeah, fuck the loss, I couldn't care less. But he's a qualified plumber, 25. This country is crying out for tradespeople, especially plumbers. And everyone is just quick in the bandwagon just to shove this man to the side. I personally wouldn't care if a plumber came into my house to do a bit of work, if he was just in prison for a few weeks. I personally wouldn't care, to be honest.
You see, the bottom line is here, and this is a message that just came into us a second ago, Jeremy. If he doesn't get that second chance, if he doesn't have his name removed from a Google search, he'll end up costing the state more money, because he'll probably end up doing more wrongs in the future just to survive.
No, he has had a second chance. The second chance was he got released from prison.
No.
Yeah.
No, he was never going to be locked up in prison for the rest of his days.
Forever.
Okay, so it's not a second chance. He did his time. The state in the courts punished him to 5 months in prison. He served however long he served, and he's out, okay? That's not a second chance.
Okay, lads, according to Mike here, I don't know, this is, he says an assault on a Garda who was on duty at the time is seen as an assault on the state.
Yes, it is.
So it's not like he had a fight with a fella in a club or whatever like that. He had...
But again, as we said, it's on the minor end of the scale, Jeremy. The guard had some superficial facial injuries.
Jeez, lads, you're all about keeping Ireland safe and all that, and now you want a criminal who assaults people in your house doing a job. That's great.
You keep using that word criminal, Jeremy. Like, I know he was in prison for a few weeks, but like, there's a big difference between a criminal that's been in prison for 20 years and a criminal that's been in prison for a few weeks.
And he is a criminal. He does have a criminal record.
But even still, he shouldn't be able to Google it 20 years even after. Like, you can Google something from 1990, like, it'll come up.
I know. See, you believe that there should be an end to that. You should be able to...
100%.
After what period of time? When should he be able to get onto Google and say, please take my
name? 5 years.
Five years. Fair enough. Okay. What about that, Jeremy? After 5 years, you should be able to get onto Google and say...
5 years once he didn't get another conviction. But if he did get another conviction, then he shouldn't.
Yeah. That's fair enough. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
No, I didn't speak to this man, so I can't say. Yeah, Aramanda spoke to him and said, he sounds like a lovely fella. Sounds like a decent skin. However,
well, Hitler can sound like a lovely fella on the phone now. True. In fairness, Jeremy.
Yeah, you do, Darren.
Yeah, you do.
I'm only joking.
No, but the point is, we cannot play down an assault on a Garda. We cannot.
And nobody is. Nobody is. We are.
By the way, Darren, would all your opinions change if it was a female Garda?
What do you mean, if it was a female Garda getting done for assault?
If it was a female Garda that Gaz had insulted.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
You'd feel differently?
I'd say, if it was super, obviously you never hit a woman, so it's a bit different now if it was a band Garda.
Okay, but Garda are equal, okay? Male Garda.
Well, they're not equal to the normal civilian. That's wrong, I think, but anyway.
That's another day's work. Anyway, the bottom line is, Darren, you believe that he does deserve, after 5 years, to have his name removed from a Google search.
Yeah, he's a plumber, he's a tradesman, he's a professional.
Okay, what about that, Jeremy? 5 years.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'll take 5 years. Okay. I'll take 5 years, but not for every crime.
No, but for Gaz's crime. Let me bring in this WhatsApp voice note.
So, during the day, my partner would be at work and I'm at home with the two kiddos. So, if there was a plumber or a workman here, they'll be here with me and the two kiddos. If I was to hire a plumber to find out that a couple of years ago he done time for assault on a Garda and now he's out doing his job, minding his business, no, it would not bother me at all. It would not faze me. I would happily hire him. I mean, if he was convicted of rape or something else that's like awful, awful things, then no, I wouldn't want him in my house. But an assault charge from years ago? No, it wouldn't bother me. I'd hire him, no problem.
All right, Amanda, thank you very much indeed for your WhatsApp voice note and a lot more to get through. This is Sean.
Good afternoon, folks. How's it going? I think he needs to accept the fact that it's going to be a lot harder for him to get work. Just the fact that it happened recently, within the last 3 years, it's going to make it even harder. You know, it's not like this happened 10 years ago or 15 years ago or whatever. It's fairly fresh. So that's going to be one of the biggest things going against them. Actions have consequences. Can't be using coke or alcohol or whatever as an excuse. You've done what you've done and now you just have to fucking live with it. I don't think it should be removed from Google at the moment. As I said, it's still only fresh, maybe in a few years' time, but he just needs to accept it and just keep plugging away. Nothing's going to be easy for him now anyway. Not that life was easy in the first place, but having a criminal conviction and a prison sentence is just, it's going to go against you, and it's going to go against you for a long time. Take it easy.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Sean. And finally, Robert is very angry with Jess, who was on a while ago.
How are you guys? Great topic. I just want to say, I think Jess is the biggest two-faced, moronic, ironic bitch he's ever had on the show. She's the same woman that's constantly threatening that if someone looks at her partner the wrong way, or if anyone gives her a bit of hassle, she'll assault the fella. And here's a man who assaulted someone. He held his hands up. He'd done the crime, he'd done the time, trying to get a job. Again, it's in the plumbing, it's not a government job. I think give the man the chance, because you know if he's going to assault someone again, it's going to be a more serious sentence because he has a record, and then his chances are gone. Yeah, it's just ironic you have that feckin' age of Jess when she threatens to assault people all the time, talking about all that shit. Yeah, what an age of. great show. I think he should have a second chance, and if he screws up, then it's on him. Thanks, guys.
All right, and I have to say, the majority of people seem to think that...
What's the majority saying?
The majority is saying that he deserves a second chance, and in 5 years, let's say, after the crime, you should be entitled to apply to Google to have your name removed from a Google search. That's not to say that the Irish Independent article... will be taken down. It will still be there, but
nobody's
going
to find it. Much harder to find it. Yeah, I got you.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, sponsored by Hum. Flexify Europe. Trading as Hum is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland, and you can visit their website if you're interested in applying for credit. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.